Hello and welcome to League of Casters, where we go over all things nerdy for your convenience and entertainment.
Hello. After so long of silence, I'm back. Yeah, it's been a good long while, hasn't it, everybody? A lot of stuff's happened. A lot of stuff that I'll update you on. New job, school, college, and, yeah, moving, actually, in a couple of weeks. So, I thought, you know what, maybe I'll, since I'm so bored right now, I really am. The past 3 months have been just pure boredom, practically. And so I've decided, you know what, maybe, just maybe, I'll start doing the podcast again. It's probably not a wise decision, but, you know, we'll see. It's going to be pretty, this was an idea I had for a while, actually, going to try to put out something 10, 20 minutes, 30 at most, every day. Attempt to, at least. There may be days where I won't be able to do something, so I might do something a little longer, prep something beforehand. We'll see, because I really don't know. It's going to be very stream of consciousness, which, as my friends may tell you, is not a good thing with me. Speaking of which, I might get my friends on here a little bit at some point as well, just for fun. Because we all know that that's what we want. Yeah. So yeah. How long has it been since I posted anything? Hang on, let me look this up real quick. Alright. No, episodes, League of Casters, feed. Last updated, August 2nd. 2016. Good Lord. Good Lord, it's a few months shy of a year. Wow. Well, as good a time as any, I guess. So my logic here was that, you know, I'm going to be moving very soon, and I've had this idea for a while, so it would probably be better to start it and get it going before the move instead of during or after, because of all the craziness that's going to be there. And with any luck, I might have a bit better chance just getting feedback or anything this time. I'm also very sick right now, which is fun. Well, kind of getting over sickness, to be honest. I can talk now, which was nice. For a while, I barely could talk at all. It was pretty horrendous. But I got through. I'm alive. Barely, though. Barely. So yeah, trying to do this for 1 year. That'll be alright. Yeah, just, let me just update you guys on what I've been doing. Nothing's been happening with the channel at all. Put up some, Elder Scrolls Legends stuff when I got into the beta for that. I've still played it a couple times since then, but I really haven't played, like, anything. Which is sad, because gaming is, like, my life, which is also sad. That's, I'll admit, that's real sad. But still. Yeah, I haven't done anything with that. I've done some more stuff with D&D, and I now consider myself an actually experienced dungeon master of sorts. I have the rule books now, at least, instead of just the starter set. So I may, also, the old D&D series is on permanent hiatus, aka it's been canceled. Anyway, permanent hiatus. So I may do some other D&D stuff in future, possibly with returning guests, but I really don't know at this point. Maybe, maybe not. I'm just trying to reach 20 minutes here. Very light editing, probably. I'm going to take out parts that don't work, move stuff around, just because, like I said, stream of consciousness. But yeah, I got a job. If it's not obvious, I live in America, so I'm American. And yeah, I got a job at Kroger. That was fun. I was there for 8 months almost. And yeah, it was good money for a bit. And then I just had so much baggage and drama and everything there. But yeah, fought with my, what's his face? I don't want to say the guy's name because I doubt anybody will ever, who hears this, will ever know who this is. But I won't say his name anyway because he was okay aside from this one thing. But yeah, pretty much every other week I would fight with him about my availability and my schedule. So because I have classes and everything like that, I cannot work as much as I would like, and I was staying with family as well, which means I wasn't horribly desperate for money. But you know, I still worked a fair bit, fair amount for a student. And every other week I'd have to fight with him about my scheduling. He would schedule me for times where I had classes. And I would give him my written schedule multiple times over the 8 months. I just like some things I updated, but you know, I pretty much just rewrote the same thing over and over and over and gave it to him, and it still was just total hell, basically. On top of that, he wasn't a very good manager. He was a very chill worker, actually, which was ironic. He was a very, very good worker, but not that good of a manager. But yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this at any point before, but I've gotten to Warhammer, which hasn't been the best on my bank account, if any of you know what that is. But yeah, it's been fun. Yep, so Warhammer, for those of you who don't know, it's another tabletop game, a war game, actually. Well, you have your dudes, and you move them around a board, like an actual army. Kind of like, you know, those old World War II movies, there's always a map. And on a table, and then on the table there's like the little blocks that represents the like allied forces, troops and stuff like that, and the axis, and they move them around. They're talking about, well, if we move them here, then that will cut off their supply line, da 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 da, you know, very very similar concepts. It's dictated by a very complex set of rules, which I don't have any of the rule books technically. I've just been pirating them online. Probably shouldn't have admitted to that, but I doubt anybody will really hear and report me. And if you do, I can just deny the whole thing. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Anyway, complex set of rules. You have your little minis, they're made out of this really dull plastic, and you put them together like, you know those little, like, Airfix model things, like the planes? Yeah, same thing, you paint them up, slap them on the board, and you just duke it out with another dude for a few hours. Literally hours at a time. You know, D&D is pretty nice where in a 3 hour span you can really, really do some cool stuff with your party unless they're just total idiots. One battle can usually take up to 4 to 5 hours in Warhammer. One battle. But when you have like 40 plus guys on the table, yeah, it's terrible. But my own army that I was building, I was kind of combining two things. The first one is the base of it is the Skitarii faction for Warhammer, which is these sort of cyborg, almost steampunk sort of guys, where they have the entire idea behind Warhammer is the technology and is very backwards, where technological research and progression has completely halted in favor of recovering ancient technologies. So someone will. A Skitarii soldier will have extremely advanced eye optics and sensory data because they have found a old template to design that, but they will have like a pair of bellows for lungs because they haven't found anything more advanced than that to use. And that's actually the official example that has been used a lot is the eyes versus lungs thing because that's how disproportionate it is. They use almost flintlock rifles as well that shoot these heavily devastating radioactive shots. But because they haven't found anything better than that, then that's what they use. It's crazy, but wonderful. So yeah, I combine that. They're really good with debuffs, which is what I like in a lot of games, is being able to just passively whittle the enemy down as you attack them. And then combine that with a small force of Space Marines, which is really, they're the vanilla line that all the other armies are kind of judged against with their abilities and tactics. And using that, I kind of use them as like shock troopers. It's worked out pretty well in the few games that I've played with it. I mean, I'm very new to it. I'll be perfectly honest. Much more experienced at D&D, and I have a lot more of the stiffs for it. excuse me. Jeez. Yeah, it's real fun. I wouldn't advise getting into it. Cost, I think I did the numbers a while ago. I think it's close to $400 on it so far for a moderately sized army. And God, there's people out there with armies that are like five. They have like five different armies. They have armies that are like twice the size of mine. I mean, all these are people that have been doing it for 20, 30 plus years, obviously, but still, it's just astounding. And all hand painted. All intricately hand painted. It's absolutely ridiculous and beautiful, some of the work. Not all of it, but most. Not even most, only some. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful stuff, really. Look up stuff online with Warhammer minis. Oh gosh, who's that guy? I can't remember his name right now. He's the lead artist over at Games Workshop, and absolutely wonderful work. Take a look. Yeah, life has been going okay. I try to stay away from personal life stuff on here, just because this isn't really a good outlet, to be honest. But it's been all right. College has been okay. I found out I have a crazy health condition, called keratoconus, which has kind of thrown a spanner in the works of my life for the future. Those of you who don't know, which is probably all of you, it's an eye condition. Which basically means that my corneas were rapidly falling apart. Luckily, we caught it pretty early in the process, and so the processes have been halted, and it can't be reversed, which means that my left eye is pretty screwed up. Like, really, everything is blurry through my left eye if I close my right. The right eye is more or less fine, which is good. But yeah, so just, yeah, trying to figure out what to do with this information, which is all right. Yeah. It's caused by, like autoimmune sort of things. It's been linked to that at least. Inflammation, allergies, which I have, who doesn't really these days. Yeah, just a lot of crazy, crazy things to look out for now. And it's just a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. But yeah, other than that, everything has been all right. Again, haven't done anything with the channel, haven't done anything with the podcast. Yeah, haven't played any games. I want to get back into it. But yeah. Well, that's 12 minutes, 13 technically, and I'm out of content. I bet a lot of things are going to be like this, where it's just going to be me rambling for a while, which will be all right. I'm gonna try to do stuff like read, not fanfic, but you'll see. Read funny stories, stuff like that. I was thinking I could do something like a story time with some of the books from Skyrim and Morrowind and all the Elder Scrolls games where they have the actual books you can read. Stories from that, other stories that I've seen around that I think are funny, Warhammer stuff. Just talking through my thoughts. I'll try to stay away from politics because it's just never a good thing to go over, to be honest. Yeah. I'll have guests on from time to time, a couple of my friends. Probably some new people, some people you've met before. Yeah. Oh, do you want to know? It was really nice. Attack on Titan. Season 2, Episode 1. God, I waited so, so long for it. I'll try not to spoil it for anybody, but oh man. The dub hasn't come out yet, which means I missed most of. God, kill me. The dub has, the English dub hasn't come out yet, so I missed most of what was happening on screen per se, because I was looking at the subtitles the whole time. Just, me and my friggin' American culture isn't good enough for true Japan. I'm not a weeaboo, so yeah. Screw weeaboos. And furries, for that matter. God, furries. Anyway, no, it was wonderful. Waited so long for it. And I saw that there's going to be a Full Metal Alchemist movie coming out, which, by the looks of it, is going to be terrible. Let's get into this. Let's open this can of worms, shall we? Let's do it together. So, people, during the. Oh God, what was it called? Basically, people have been complaining for years on both sides about Japanese movies that are made by Americans in Hollywood, and then kind of vice versa, or anime that has been made into a live-action movie and it's terrible. So, like, one example of this was Avatar: Last Airbender. Yes, it was a what people call an American anime, but it was very good and it was very true to the style, and it was obvious that everybody in there was Asian, or at least were supposed to be. Cultural influences, the art style, everything like that, supposed to be Asian. But in the live action, many of the characters were played by Americans, which people were pissed off about, okay? Same things for others, like, Dragon Ball Z movie, etc., etc., etc. But when an anime is an anime, here's the thing, an anime that has white people in it, Attack on Titan, it is said many times that basically all these people were European or German. It can also be inferred from the art style of the buildings and the characters themselves and the culture that is in the show. And then, of course, Mikasa and Captain Levi are supposed to be the only Asians in the whole thing, the whole human race at this point. And they're only like half Asian as well. That's a thing. But in the live action, everybody's Asian, which just totally throws that out of the window. And then also in this Full Metal Alchemist movie, God, blonde Asians. Now, I have a decent eye for what works and what doesn't when it comes to art styles and like theater productions specifically, but it's all pretty closely tied together, characterization, what works, what doesn't, and it doesn't. And if there's any time where it would be appropriate to have a European white male character, that would be it. But God, why? Why? Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna flop. Pretty much. It'll probably be popular in Japan. But apparently Attack on Titan movie was not, so we'll see. But yeah. It's been all right. Dude, we've been watching a lot of movies. A lot of movies recently. God, I saw what was it called? Event Horizon. Sci-fi horror. Can't remember any of the actors' names because I'm terrible with that. Very, very good though. Space horror, first of all, just, no spoilers, but you should be warned because I thought it was something different. I really did. I saw it online that it is, first of all, was a very good movie, and a lot of people consider it to be sort of spiritual. Not spiritual, sorry. Let me rethink this. Many people say that it could take place in the Warhammer universe because the metaphysics and the stuff that is encountered in the movie could, and it's not even like a stretch of facts or anything like that. It is pretty close, to be honest. Could take place in the Warhammer universe. And when I saw that, I was like, huh, really? I'll go take a look at this. So, yeah, it is definitely space horror, pretty grisly, pretty gruesome. Deals with a lot of very sci-fi themes though, which is nice, and it handles them very well, which you don't really see that often. Yeah, definitely go check it out if you want. Yeah, I think I'm gonna start wrapping it up here actually. We're just past 20 minutes and I need to go get something to drink. 'Cause my throat is still killing me. So yeah. I'm gonna try to put this up with a one with a like within 24 hours or like sort of next day sort of thing. So probably record, edit that night, upload in the morning, record, edit, you know. And again, very little uploading, very stream of consciousness. So, let me guys know after a few episodes if you like this or if there's any ideas of stuff I could do from time to time. Like I said, story readings, that sort of thing, tell my own tales. I'll probably talk to you about D&D stuff a lot, my ideas and the mythos behind things. Yeah. Another thought that I had was I might start a blog at some point, which will probably fail, like the YouTube channel and the podcast is currently doing. But yeah, just to kind of show off some of the stuff I'm doing with Warhammer, because I'm kind of getting into conversions and that sort of thing, and mucking about with bits and everything, painting. So yeah, I might do that at some point. But yeah, until next time, guys, or tomorrow at least, I'll go ahead and let you go here. So yeah.